The U.S. government has been urging Americans in Ukraine to leave the country for weeks during the lead-up to Russia's invasion. But Joel Wasserman, originally from Rockville, Maryland, has decided to stay, at least for now. Wasserman teaches English in Ukraine. His Ukrainian girlfriend and her mother are in the capital, Kyiv. But Wasserman recently relocated to the city of Lviv, which is more than 300 miles away. Earlier today, Wasserman told me things had been fairly peaceful in Lviv, but now some residents are becoming anxious.
I went out this morning to kind of take a look around, and there were air raid sirens. It was rather interesting how basically no one was reacting to them. I went out actually just before calling in with you guys to see how things were again. Things are quite quiet. There are long but orderly lines at pretty much every ATM. Unfortunately, almost all the restaurants and shops in Lviv's famous Plosha Rynok are closed right now, which, you know, considering this is a tourist city, is a rather nervous sign. But whereas this morning, you know, it didn't seem like it had really sunk in. When I was out this past hour, people seemed a bit more conscious of what was going on.
Joel, you said there were air raid sirens earlier today. Has there been, as we speak anyway, any military activity?
There were Russian missile strikes elsewhere in the oblast or province. I believe in the city of Brody, where was a military base for helicopter forces. There have been Russian airstrikes in the neighboring province of Lutsk and the airport in Ivano-Frankivsk. But there has not been any direct Russian violence here in Lviv.
We don't know what the plans are for places like Lviv in terms of military action. Do you feel safe?
I still consider the probability of serious Russian violence in Lviv to be quite remote. I am quite certain to stay until, at the very least, I can be reunited with my girlfriend. Once she gets to the city of Ivano-Frankivsk, maybe 100 or 200 kilometers south of here, we'll decide what to do then. But I've also got my cat, who I wouldn't be able to take into the European Union due to their rather stringent requirements for rabies vaccination, which require 3 months to prepare in advance.
I want to find out briefly, I mean, you sound very mission-driven about staying there and your role there. Tell us about your role, because what brought you there was a real intent to try and help Ukraine and Ukrainians who had fought in the war in 2014. What's behind your being there?
So part of it is to be here to protect the people I love. I'm not a soldier, I'm not a fighter, but I want to be here in solidarity and I want to make myself useful. Later this evening, I am going to the local Chabad to cook food for people. And I'm going to keep on making myself useful in every way I can.
Why are you in Ukraine to begin with?
I came over here about 4 years ago. I had been interested in the Russian-speaking world for a long time. I decided after doing language study in Moscow in 2012 that I wanted to live in the Russian-speaking world for a while. Then 2014 happened with the Euromaidan Revolution, the Russian invasions of Crimea and Donbass, and I decided I didn't want to go to Russia. Watching that war unfold in the summer of 2014, I really felt a sort of a drive to go make myself useful somehow. So after I finished college, I spent some time working, I got English teacher training, and I came over here in March of 2018.
The students to whom you teach English in Ukraine are soldiers or former soldiers from the attack on Crimea in 2014. What do they tell you about the anticipation leading up to this and what's happening now?
So most of the English teaching I do now is with private clients, one of whom was a soldier. The soldiers who I taught as a volunteer with an organization, they've been quite quiet. I think that might have to do with the fact that they were told to be quiet so that
They could prepare in silence, and they could prepare in a way that the enemy cannot watch. My student, who I have talked to about this, he really didn't think this was going to happen, but he was prepared to. We talked to each other about it, and he said that if Russia attacked, he was prepared to fight. And he messaged me this morning asking if we could pause our lessons for a month. And I said, absolutely. Good luck, and may your hands and your weapons serve you well.
He's going back to war.
I think so.
Stay safe, Joel Wasserman. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.